Now that we've tried to answer the question, are you lost or are you saved? And we've done our best to try to answer the question, how you can be saved. I would like to now try to answer this question, how can I know that I am saved? How can I know that I am saved? I suppose that one of the greatest things that hinders most people is whether or not they truly know that they've had an encounter with Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. Whether or not Jesus Christ has in fact forgiven them of all their sins past, sins present, and sins potential. Whether or not that they know that they have a home in heaven because they've been made righteousness through the power and through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is within every heart of man the flesh which tries to convince us after salvation that we've not been saved, but that it's just a figment of our imagination. I would like to say to you today that you can know without any shadow of a doubt that you've been saved by the grace of God. It is the devil that puts this doubt into people's minds after they have been saved, because the devil doesn't want you to have peace with the Lord. He doesn't want you to have peace in your heart. He wants you to be confused toward this matter of salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ. So therefore, the devil will do all that he can do to make you doubt your salvation. But I would like to take just a moment or two here and point out to you some ways that you can know you're saved by the grace of God. Let me say first and foremost that if you're saved by the grace of God, the devil will try to convince you that you're not saved. If you would remember back in your life, without doubt, before you did get saved, you don't ever recall the devil saying to you that you were not saved. But as soon as you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and salvation is imparted into your life, without doubt, the devil will start immediately trying to convince you that you're lost without God and that you just went through emotion, if you would, and therefore you're not saved. But I would like to give you some verses today that might be a help to you. The first verse, as we quoted previously, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've accepted Him as your Savior, you have eternal life, and God's Word forever stands true upon that fact. The Bible says that heaven and earth may pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. So could I say to you that you can know you're saved because the Bible says you're saved. And if the Bible is true enough for you to be saved by the words contained within it, then the Bible is true enough for you to believe after salvation has come your way. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1 that you can know you're saved because you'll have peace in your heart. Do you remember before you got saved how troubling and how confusing it was at times, and how that there was no peace to be found within your life nor in your heart? But now that you're saved by the grace of God, you have a peace which is unexplainable. According to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7, it is a peace which passes all understanding. But again, let me tell you that you can know you're saved by having peace in your heart. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can know that you have peace, or that you're saved, because you have peace in your heart. Also, you can know that you're saved because you won't be ashamed to confess God. Again, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9, for if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Look at verse number 11 if you would. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. You can know without any shadow of a doubt that you're saved because you won't be ashamed to tell others about Jesus. You won't be ashamed to live for Christ, even though the world is contrary to the way and to the will of God. And so you can know that you're saved by having peace with the Father and peace in your life. You can know that you're saved by confession of Jesus Christ. You're not ashamed to tell anybody that you're saved and a child of God. Well, you can also know that you're saved because according to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. See, once a man is reconciled unto God through Jesus Christ's finished work upon Calvary's cross, once you've been reconciled from your sin unto the righteousness of God, then those things which you one time desired to do will no longer be prevalent in your life. The old things of life will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. What this is saying to us is that if you're saved by the grace of God, your desires change. You'll have a desire to read the Word of God. You'll have a desire to go to church. You'll have a desire to be around brothers and sisters in the Lord. But above all else, you'll have a desire to have communion and fellowship with God. And so you can know that you're saved by the old things of life passing away, those desires changing, and you becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ. May I give you one more way, and this is just a few. There are so many more recorded in God's Word that can give you assurance of your salvation. But let me give you one more if I may. I believe another way that a person can know that they're saved without any shadow of a doubt is they will desire spiritual things. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. This is found in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verses 2 and 3. See, if you're saved, you will know that you're saved because you will desire spiritual things. This world will not appeal to you any longer, but Jesus Christ and what He has to offer will appeal unto you. I hope today that you are saved. I hope you remember a time in your life when you knelt and realized and recognized and acknowledged that you were a sinner. You believed that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and in thus doing so, confession has been made unto God. And now you are saved by the grace of God. If you've done this, I hope that after you've listened to this, that you can know that you're saved. God bless you.